Blog Talk Radio.
Ministry International, where the broken are made whole by God. God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're having a time right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You've tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Where, hallelujah, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Watch out now. I tell you, we are having a time tonight. And we had a time on Sunday. My goodness, y'all missed it on Sunday. We had our first live service in, I guess, almost 16 or 18 months, I think. It's something like that. Yes. And I tell you, when I say live, it was alive. It wasn't Memorex. Although we did do simulcast, because some folks, we are still going to do the virtual service as well. We'll continue to do that because there are many people who are homebound and bedridden, and they can't get out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we thank God that we started a new page in what we've been doing. And we're going to do for the month of July, we're just doing Sunday services live. And then our plan is to add the Wednesday service alive in August. So right now we're doing one service a week live, and then in August we'll do two services a week live. And as the Lord leads, hallelujah, we're going to flow, hallelujah, as the Spirit gives us direction and utterance, hallelujah. But we thank God for those who came out our day. We had a wonderful time in the Lord. Didn't we, Pastor Peaches?
Amen.
I tell you, and Pastor Peaches showed off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Spirit of the living God showed off. I tell you, we give the glory and honor to God Almighty. It was just fantastic, and we just thank God for that. And we want to serve your notice now that you want to join us in a live service. You can do so. The sanctuary is located at 3007 Iona Terrace. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. It's between Walther Avenue and and Harford Road, Walford Avenue and Harford Road. And I want you to know it's a side entrance that you use, hallelujah, because the sanctuary is in the basement. And I tell you, we're going to have a time, and y'all got to come and get you come early to get a good seat, because seating is limited. But I will tell you, you're going to have a wonderful time in the Lord. I tell you, God is going to meet us there as he has done on the virtual services. He's going to meet us even in the live services.
Amen.
So, again, that address is 3007 Iona Terrace. And the sanctuary is located in the basement. So the side entrance is what you use to get into the basement. And I tell you, and we do have a handicap entrance as well. So if someone needs to come in with a wheelchair, we have a handicap entrance, which is located in the rear. So, hallelujah, we just praise and magnify the Lord God for what he did on Sunday. It was just simply awesome. And I thank God for all those who have tuned in tonight. And I want to just before we head into the children's corner, I want to give our housekeeping suggestions. Get your pen, your pencil, your magic marker, your flab, something to write on. We so do suggest a composition notebook, a binder, or something of that sort, so you can have in one place the notes and the scriptures, the addresses. I call them addresses, because if you want to send somebody someplace, you give them the address, hallelujah, glory to God, so they can get there without any hindrances and without any distractions, hallelujah. So that's what we deal with, hallelujah. So you want to write that down and the notes. Also, we want you to get your toast or your bread or your crackers or your wafers and juice or something to drink, because we're going to do Holy Communion. Yes, indeed. And also we want to let you know, glory to God, hallelujah, that our mailing address, hallelujah, is hallelujah, Post Office 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. That's Post Office Box, hallelujah, 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. That's Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, RYMM. R as in Ralph, Y as in Year, M as in Murray, M as in Murray. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. And God bless you. If you want to send a prayer request, a note, some seed, questions, or whatever, that's where you send it. Hallelujah. And again, we invite you to come live at our service on Sunday at 3 p.m., at 3 p.m., at 3 p.m., at 3 p.m. again. So you won't forget, at 3 p.m., hallelujah, 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. And if you want to sow seed into this ministry, which is a worldwide ministry, you can do so through PayPal, Apple Pay, or Zelle. And the code to send that to is 443-416-1352. Again, that's 443-416-1352. And if you want to call us after the broadcast, hallelujah, the number to call, hallelujah, is 410-444-5152. God bless you real good. Again, that's 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. And this is Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with, I think there's someone else here. Is there somebody else on this line?
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Pastor Peaches Byrd, hallelujah. As I share with you, she is the quintessential paradigm of feminine nubile Nubian spiritual pulchritude. Watch out there. She's a Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, demon-destroyer, sister of the Most High God, a warrior of the altar. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And just before we get into the children's corner, we got one more selection. Hallelujah.
Waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf.
on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of bright water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah. Glory and honor belongs to our God. And before I present to you Pastor Peaches, I just want to remind every man and every woman, every boy and every girl, that on this coming Friday, the second Friday of every month, at 7 p.m., we have the men's fellowship, which is 40 minutes from 7 o'clock to 7:40. And then the women's fellowship follows at 7:50 to 8:30. So we have separate times, and Pastor Peaches, of course, is leading the women, and Brother Bird, leading the men, and of course, from time to time, we will have different guests with us as we share and as we talk informally about the Word of God, and deal with questions and answers and discussions that will bring us to a deeper depth and a higher height in the Lord. God bless you. At this time, without further ado, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Peaches, Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Spirit. Let everybody say amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord God, for this time and point. Lord God, we thank you for bringing us up to this this moment in our day, Father God, we just bless your holy name. Lord God, we ask you to bless all the children, Lord God, that's hearing, that's listening. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless the word of God so that even they will understand in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, to bless them with the desires of their heart and open up their heart continually, Lord God, to you and your word. In Jesus' name, amen. And tonight I want to speak to the children's hearts or to your hearts about waiting on the Lord. Or you may say, well, why should we wait? Or what is waiting? Because we know that when we want something, we want it now. As a child, we can get kind of impatient or a little antsy and get jittery, especially when you know that something is coming or it's time for something to come, and you can just get real nervous and get like, oh, I know what's coming, oh, what is it going to be, you know. And Psalm 27:14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Well, what do we do while we wait? Because children, little ones, we have to wait. Adults have to wait. There are things that we have to wait for, and there are things that also you have to wait for. But what do we do while we wait? Or what are some of the things that we have to wait for? We have to wait for our allowances. If our parents get paid on Friday and your parents give you an allowance, you have to wait for the allowance. You have to wait for mom or dad to go to the bank or cash their check, and then you have to wait until they check and see that you have done all that they told you to do in the house. Whether they give you a chore of taking out the trash, taking out the recycling on Tuesday, taking out the trash on Thursday. You've washed your dishes on your dish day. You put all the dishes away. You swept the floor. You've completely cleaned the kitchen. Not just washed the dishes, but you've completely cleaned the kitchen. Okay? You have to, we wait for report card day to see if we pass that grade or to see what grade our teacher gave us. As you know, you worked hard, and you kept all of your papers, and you added up your grades. And then you want to know, I think I deserve an A, because I've got 90 or 85 in all on all of my papers and my projects. So I hope I should have gotten a good grade. So that's something, okay? And your birthday, when your birthday comes around, you want to see, and you're going to wait to see how many people gives you a gift. And you want to hope and wait until to see if you get just what you asked for. As you know, you've been dropping hints around mom and dad. You've been dropping hints around auntie. Oh, yeah, I want a PlayStation, or I want a bicycle, or I want some inline skates. The children, if y'all still wear the inline skates, you want a trip to this amusement park, you know. So something else you wait for. When Christmas comes, that special thing, if you don't get what you were expecting for all those other special days, you really, really waiting to see what you get for Christmas. As you're saying, oh, well, I didn't get that special thing I wanted for my birthday. So they must have been saving up for Christmas. And then on Christmas Day, you get up and you run to the tree, and you're just anxiously waiting to pull open that package, rip the wrapping off of that box. As you know, just what you asked for is in that box, because you didn't get it any other time during the year. And like Christmas is like their last time, okay? Okay, what are we supposed to do as a child while we're waiting? We're children. What are we supposed to do as we wait? Well, let me tell you what you do. You obey mom and dad. You do what they tell you to do. Okay? If they say, keep your room clean, you keep your room clean. When you take off your clothes for the day. Do they go on the floor? No. They go in a hamper. If you don't have a hamper, they go in a pile. Not taking them off and tossing them to the right and tossing them to the left. No, because then that makes your room dirty. Makes your room look junky. Put them all in one pile. Okay? So then when it's time to take them to the laundry room, mommy doesn't have to hunt for them. Daddy doesn't have to hunt for them. They're all in one pile. Or if you have to take them, you just swoop all up in one pile, and you can take them to the laundry yourself. That blesses your parents when they don't have to hunt for your clothes. And then when you need a certain item of clothing again, you know, okay, I gave that to mommy and dad, so I know those things are clean, okay? That makes it so much easier for them. Whatever they tell you and what are our parents always telling us to do? They're always telling us to do our homework, okay? When you go to your classes, something else you do while we're waiting, you go to your classes on time. You listen to your instructors, okay? Let's read Ephesians 6 and 1. Ephesians 6 and 1 says, okay, let's read. Ephesians 6, 1, always refer back to the word of God. Hallelujah. I'll read it. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6, 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Okay? While we're not at home and in school, who is the symbol or the figure of authority in your classroom? Your teacher. When you go to physical education, your gym teacher. When you go to school, your parents are the instructors that's in front of you. They're the figure, they're the ones you're supposed to listen to, not your little buddies. Your teachers are your figures of authority. While you're in school, they're your parents. Remember, they have been around just a few days longer than you, and so therefore they may know a little bit more than you, okay? And sometimes you may get tired of listening to them, because you think, oh, goodness, you sound like a tape recorder. How many times they going to say the same thing over and over and over and over again? They see it necessary to say the same thing over and over and over again. They do, because they see young people not listening to them, okay? And also, your parents may even tell you to memorize scripture. There's a time where you're supposed to even open up the word of God, where you can read the scripture. You're not too young to memorize and put the scriptures down in your heart. While you're in school and your friends somebody may be bullying you, what's going to keep you calm and not flying off the handle is the word of God, because you've hid the word of God in your heart. And don't you know that will help you in your discipline? That will also help you in your memory and memorizing even your schoolwork. When you're able to memorize the scriptures, when you apply the scriptures daily, in your heart reading the scriptures daily, don't you know that will help you even in your schoolwork? Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. It has helped me many years. Okay, being in the Word of God, doing what the Lord would want me to do, okay, it will help you. Hallelujah. There's a scripture in Daniel, and we all know the scripture of Daniel in the lion's den and certain things, but there's a scripture in Daniel 1 and 4, and it says, and you can be a child like this, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge. and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. There are children in the scripture also. And this scripture right here even mentions science. Don't you have science in school? Don't you want to be able to understand science? You want to be able to understand what is being taught to you in school? There is nothing that you can go through or whatever that God won't take you through. He will give you the scripture. He will give you the power to withstand even the bully, even the biggest bully. Hopefully you don't have to come across or encounter bullies in school. But when you study and when you go into the Word of God, God will give you, when you put that Word down in you, God will give you a comfort in your heart. He will give you just what to say to the bully. If the bully is messing with you, he will give you what to say to the bully to take the fire out of whatever that bully is trying to do to you. He will allow you a soft answer. The Word of God says he'll give you just what to say. When that bully is trying to pick a fight, the Word of God, that scripture will come up that says, a soft answer turneth away wrath. And you'll be wondering like, wow, where did that come from? It's a scripture that you studied. It will be an answer that God pulls up in your spirit, but you got to put it down in your spirit first. Put it down in your spirit. Put the Word of God down there. So when the enemy comes up against you, the word that you have put down there, God will bring up and will give it to you just to say just as nice and sweetly to the bully. And these are things that we are going to do while we're waiting on the Lord to bless us with the things that we are waiting for. So there are plenty of things that you can do while you're waiting for the Lord to bless you with the things that you're desiring. It's God that put those desires down in your heart. It's nothing wrong with desiring or waiting for that Xbox, waiting for Xbox 360 or whatever. God will give you the desires of your heart. God wants you to have just what you desire. But most of all, he wants you to have time with him. Most of all, he wants you to be his child. He wants you to ask him to come into your heart and save you from your sins. You're not too young to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. You're not too young to ask him to come in and be your Lord and your Savior. He wants to walk with you every day. He wants to lay down in a bed with you at night. He wants to comfort you. He wants to walk with you while you're walking home from school, while you're on the bus, while you're with your friends. He will walk with you even then. Hallelujah. He will be that friend to you that's closer than a brother. He will be that friend to you that's with you at the midnight hour. If there's something bothering you or you're scared or whatever, and you think, oh, there's a ghost, or I see a figure on the wall, or you may get scared, or whatever, whenever you're by yourself or whatever. Don't you know Jesus is that friend that will walk with you, that will be with you, that will take the terror out of your body, that will take the frightened feelings away from you? And you can actually feel him walking with you, and it will give you that confidence down in your heart. Oh, I've got a friend in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So you'll never feel like you're by yourself. When all the children in the classroom are acting goofy, acting crazy, or doing something that they aren't supposed to do because the teacher walks out the room, and you're waiting for the teacher to come back in the room or whatever, don't you know God will give you a comfort and a strength and courage in your heart to do what is right? So wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart in every situation.
Hallelujah.
In every situation, he will never let you down. Take my word for it, he will never let you down. You're not too young. You're not too young. You can say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord, I want to be a child. I want to be your child.
Yes.
And I thank you, Jesus, for walking with me. I thank you, Jesus, for loving me. I thank you, Jesus, for being with me in every situation in life that I have to go through. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for being my friend. In Jesus' name. Amen. So don't forget what you're supposed to do while you're waiting on God. While you're waiting on those things in life that you're waiting for. You're waiting for them to be manifested. You're waiting to get them. You're waiting for these things that you believe in God for to come in your hands. There are things that God wants you to do while you're waiting for those things. And those things, when you obey God, that'll help bring those things in your hands. Those things, before you know it, after you pray, just thank him for it. And don't you know, before you know it, you'll have them. Hallelujah. Be sweet. Jesus loves you, and we love you too.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the Children's Corner tonight, Pastor Peaches. We thank you so much for the word that came forth through you to the children and to all of us. Hallelujah. Wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. But we got to be like the waiters at a restaurant. We just don't stand around and do nothing.
Amen.
We do what God wants us to
Amen.
Do. Hallelujah. We do what is right, but we are patiently waiting on the Lord. We're expecting him to answer because he said he would.
Amen.
But we wait on the Lord. And we thank you so much, Pastor Peaches, for your the word that came through you today, for the Pastor's Corner. And if you wanted to make another announcement concerning Sunday, definitely we are wearing masks. And if you forget to bring your mask, we actually have masks here. A box of masks, so just in case people forget the mask. Although most of us have had our vaccine shots, we still want to be wise. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Glory to God. So we are going to be masked up. No, not like the Lone Ranger. Hallelujah, glory to God. The Lone Ranger. Hallelujah, I said the Long Ranger, but I guess he's tall. But anyway, the Lone Ranger. We're not going to be like him. We're going to be masked up on our nose and mouth, et cetera, around our ears. And I'll tell you, and we're going to have a time. And Sunday, Pastor Peaches, you know what we're going to do on Sunday? It's a healing explosion on Sunday.
Hallelujah.
It's a healing explosion on Sunday. So you bring the sick, everybody, I mean, bring it, and come early and get a seat, because like I said, they're limited seats now. Again, that address is 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, the side entrance. And if you need, if there's a handicap entrance, if you need that too. So whatever is needed, hallelujah, but come early and get a good seat, because we're going to have a time and we're going to be giving out. We gave out a lot of stuff on Sunday, didn't we? I think they had books and all kinds of stuff they were giving away, because we like to give, you know, we're givers, and we love to give books and our pens and I don't know, all the stuff. There was a table that was in front of the sanctuary, and it was just, though, it was packed with stuff. They didn't have enough room on the table for all the things that they were giving away. So we want you to leave with the word in you and in your hand too. Bibles, I think there were Bibles up there, so that
Amen.
If you don't have a Bible, you can come and get a Bible. Hallelujah. And take it home with you. Glory to God. I thank God for that. So we're doing that, and we just thank God for you. Again, that's at 3 o'clock on Sunday. That's our live service, and it's going to be simulcast. Hallelujah. So we thank God for all of you that tuned in, all those families. Angela Jennings Hill, God bless you, and Elder Rosetta Carey, and Minister Linda Blackwell, and Sterling, and Barry, and David, and Reggie, and Scooter, and Alan, and Donya, and Tiffany, and Ronald, and Mother Dolores Harris, and Angie, and Yvette, and Rosalind, God bless you. Glory to God. So many of you out there, Prophet Cynthia, and another Cynthia, Elder Cuba Stevenson, and Dominique, and Justin, God bless you, and another Cynthia, Yvonne, Minister Janice, and Yvonne, and glory to God. There's so many people out there. Apostle Margie Mercer, and Overseer Norman Nevins, and wow, Pastor Lewis Wright, and Pastor Viola Wright, and Mother Bertha Marie Johnson, hallelujah, 99 years old. Her next birthday, she'll be 100 years old, a centenarian. Glory to God. Well, Brother Rukasham Adonai, hallelujah. Glory to God. So many other folks, hallelujah. Donald Carter, God bless you, and hallelujah. Teresa McLeod, what's the yeah, Retta, God bless you.
And Mother Elise Jefferson.
Yeah, Elise, and Pastor Maxie and Theodis Lee, and Joan and Lil and Jasmine, and Robin Stewart and her husband. God bless you. Hallelujah. And Joyce Dukes and Tavon and Maurice and Holly, Julie and Anna, Ava, and Kitty, and Stephanie, and little Kitty, little Stephanie. Glory to God. Desiree, Monica, Julius, and glory to God. And Joshua, Hallelujah. A whole lot of folk. My goodness. And Victor, glory to God. Hallelujah. And there's an Andrew out there somewhere. And Raymond Banks and Rachel and Stephanie, another Stephanie. Mm. Glory to God. We got a whole bunch of folk out there. And Lauren and Pamela and Bertha Ann or whatever. Bertha A. Yeah, glory to God. And Marion, glory to God. We praise God for you. Lorena Johnson, God bless. And Corey and another Corey. Boy, we got a bunch of Coreys around the town. And Talitha and Joseph. God bless you, Brother Joseph. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I could go down and listen to a whole bunch of folk. I mean, I tell you, Angelo, God bless you. Hallelujah, glory to God. And Daryl, hallelujah, glory to God. And Edwina, glory to God. And Willa, I think I was one of your professors, wasn't it, Willa?
Amen.
Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. There's so many of out there. We praise God for all of you. Did I say Sheila from Jessup's? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Gloria, God bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We send the word of God to hear you right now. Hallelujah. Bob and Lil, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The doctor said that they were supposed to be gone. And they still here, glory to God. I remember the one lady, the doctor told the folk to come over. They want to talk to their loved one before she go on the other side. They better come tonight. Everybody went over there to the hospital, saw her. And it's about 40 years later, she's still alive. I believe some of the doctors are gone. And she's still here, Clint. Hey, so whose report are you going to believe? Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. But Sunday's going to be a supernatural, super-duper, glory to God, healing explosion. It's a healing explosion. Hallelujah. And we're going to be talking about why some folk get healed and it seems like some other folk don't. When God wants to heal everybody, everywhere they hurt.
Everywhere you hurt.
Mm.
Thank you, Father.
So we're going to find all of that about on Sunday. Y'all need to come. Y'all want it because y'all want some answers to the questions, don't you? Y'all been wondering that for a long time. I'll be up at church and trying to evangelize folk and tell them, look, God is a healer, and you coughing in the face. Mm. God is a healer, and you limping. You know, God is a way maker and a heavy load carrier, and you got your furniture sitting on outside of your house. Mm. You know, y'all need to... Y'all need answers to your questions. And you know what? We got the answer, you know, because we got the manufacturer gave us the his what do you call it? The directions, you know. He gave us his book. Oh, I'm getting carried away. It's not time for that yet. Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor Peaches, can you do me a favor, Pastor Peaches? You still there?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you had fallen out from under the anointing. Because, you know, some folk get slain under the anointing. Ask Adam. He got slain under the anointing of God. That's where Eve came from. Hallelujah. That's another sermon, another message, another day. Anyway, can you take us to the... Y'all pray for me now. Take us to the throne of grace, if you would.
Hallelujah. Bless the pastor, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the word of God that's gone forth. We thank you, Lord God, even for the very opportunity to be able to share the word. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for technology that is allowing the word of God and your word, Lord God, to go out over the airways all over the world. We, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless the ones in Africa, bless them in Chile, bless them in China. In the name of Jesus, bless them in the UK. In the name of Jesus, Father God, bless them in Ghana. Lord God, hallelujah. Bless your people all over, Lord. Bless the ones right here in the United States, Lord God. Lord God, bless your people. Hallelujah. One body, hallelujah. One God, one Lord, one baptism. Father God, we ask you to bless your people. Lord God, as the word of God goes forth, Lord God, let it be sown on good ground, Lord God. Bring it forth 100, the full return in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your people everywhere. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for tonight. Bless the word of God the pastor is going to bring forth in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for all your listeners. Hallelujah. Let us not just be listeners only, Lord God. Let us be doers also of the word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord. thank God for you, and I just want to let y'all know that you've tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And we thank God for some awesome people who helped us on Sunday. We thank God for Jerry Cleveland, Minister
Amen.
Jerry Cleveland, and Sister Annette James. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then we thank God for Brother Jerry Warren, who came
Hallelujah.
Over yesterday to help us with all of the equipment.
Thank
and we just thank God for the many people in the body of Christ who are praying with us and are not afraid to put their shoulders to the will. The word of God says in Ecclesiastes, many hands make a heavy load light. Watch out now. I want you to know that it is so good. And we are giving a clarion call throughout the land. We're now enrolling members. We're now enrolling people to come and help us do what we are doing already, because we're already feeding the hungry, and we're building a medical center in Uganda, and we're doing so many other things, but we need more people to help us do what we're doing. Hallelujah. And if God has placed on your heart to put your shoulder to the wheel, come see us. Hallelujah. Come see a man and a woman who have surrendered themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we'll see you on Sunday live. Hallelujah. In living color. Hallelujah. 3007 Iona Terrace. Hallelujah. Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. It's the side entrance. The sanctuary is in the basement. So definitely come and join us. We're going to have a time, and we're going to tell you, come early and get a seat, because seating is limited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We do have an auxiliary room for all the overflow, but praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want you to get a seat in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor Peter, you have anything else to say before we go into Holy Communion?
Be in prayer up to Sunday.
Amen. 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 And if somebody want to turn down a dish or two, a meal or two, or three or four or five, hallelujah, because healing is in the land. See, we had a sealer moment. Let's pause and think about it a moment. But now it's time for healing. Now it's time for signs and wonders. Glory to God. And guess what? Hallelujah. Because we are submitted to the hand of Almighty God, signs and wonders are going to follow us. We don't have to work it up, talk it up, or whatever. It's going to come because we are standing on the word of God. And on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All of the ground is, oh, glory to God, is seeking sand. Hallelujah. Pastor Peters, real quick, can you, glory to God, read the scripture, Old Testament scripture,
hallelujah,
and the New Testament scripture.
We also have a jar that we're collecting. The
oh, yes.
A great big water jar.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Let me share something about that. I found out I've been giving y'all the wrong information. Let me tell you something. I have said that one U.S. dollar is worth 365.33 shillings in Ugandan money. I was incorrect. At that time, it was one penny was worth 365.33 shillings in Ugandan money. And glory to God. $1 was worth 3,600, glory to God, and 53.30 shillings in Uganda. Over 3,000 shillings, one U.S. dollar. So when you come, you got some pennies. We don't put the pennies in the jug, because one penny. Now we called the library for them to get us an update on the exchange rate, and they said that now one U.S. penny is worth $353.33 shillings. And Ugandan money. That's one penny. So if you got a penny collection at home and you're coming on Sunday, bring your pennies. You say, well, I don't have a lot of money to give. If you give 10 pennies, multiply 10 pennies times 353.33 shillings. And you see, you're doing all right.
Some people just throw pennies away when they get their change.
They throw pennies
away. They drop it on the ground.
And see, these pennies are going to be used to build a medical center. They already broke ground on the medical center in Uganda.
Amen.
Uganda has 43 million people, only 155 hospitals. That's public and private. Uganda is a little bit smaller than the state of Oregon. Oregon only has 4.2 million people, 4 million, a little over 4 million people. And they got almost as many hospitals in Oregon that they have in Uganda. And Uganda has 43 million people. People actually die trying to make it to a medical center, a hospital, somewhere that a doctor can take a look at them. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. We're working with the Helene Russell Ministries.
Thank you, Chief.
They've been working over there since, I think, what is it, 1997, going to Uganda. Uganda is to Africa what Haiti is to North America, the poorest country in the continent. Most of Uganda is rural. They need the medical center. They need probably 10 more medical centers, but we're building one right now. And when we get that built, we may start building another one. But praise God. Give us your pennies. You know, I know you hear preachers talking about give me $50, give me $75, send your $1,000. God bless them. I'm not knocking them. But send your pennies, please. Bring your pennies. Call us up if you have to, and we'll come and get them. If it's not too far away, because if you're in Chile, we might have to have you mail something to us, or in Germany, or Hong Kong, or oh, Lord have mercy, or Australia, glory to God. We have listeners in Australia, too. But anyway, God bless you. Pastor Peters, you can go ahead now. I read Old Testament scripture and New Testament scripture, please.
Hallelujah. Our Old Testament scripture, Jeremiah 18, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Would you like me to do the New Testament also?
You know what? I can do the New Testament. Can I do the New Testament?
Yes, you can do it this time.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, your emotions, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the quoting of his word. Hallelujah. And now it's time for Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
For your healing.
Thank God. We thank God for Janetta McCoy and Byron McCoy Sr. and Jr., Raymond McCoy Sr. and Jr., Corinthia Johnson, Sean Johnson, Juan Johnson, Loretta Johnson, and James Johnson. We thank God for all of you that tuned in. And Sister, hallelujah. God bless you. Mother Ruby Smith over there in East Baltimore. God bless you. Hallelujah, glory to God, and your family too, your son and your daughter as well, and your grandchildren. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hallelujah.
I hope you have your Bibles, because I didn't tell you to go to get your Bibles out, but get your Bibles out. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. And the word of the Lord says, examine yourself.
Amen.
And we do just that. And one of the things that we do, we love the covenant names of God in Jesus' name. What, the most essential covenant name of God is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And, Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought is pleasing in your sight. Forgive us for every sin of omission or commission, as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And Father God, again, we examine ourselves and we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hebrews 9:22 says, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Revelations 1:5, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah, glory to God. I don't know if I did correctly. Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And hallelujah, praise Peter 2:24. How with the stripes we were healed, but we're going to get it right. So, y'all, record this right now because we want to get the word of God right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Glory to God. Matthew 26:28. Your word says we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. Glory to God. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion. We thank you for them, O God. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, and sanctify them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word says, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world. Hallelujah. We send your word to heal right now. Psalms 107:20. We send your word to heal right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Your word say, Lord, in Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, John 1:12-13 Psalms, glory to God. Psalms 100, hallelujah, glory to God. Galatians 3:26. Your word said that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing bread on today. Hallelujah, glory to God. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is a new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verses 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. So we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covering our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes it no effect, brings to nil, hallelujah, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven against every spell and every hex, every curse against us and our family in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on tonight. Hallelujah. And we remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father God, we speak hallelujah. We speak our daily family confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, in our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Altogether, we decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers
in Jesus' name.
Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For Holy Communion on today. And our family daily confession.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And now, hallelujah, I could ask again, what time is it? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Time for the word.
Hallelujah. It's time for the word.
Amen.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word on today. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your anointing break forth from the right hand on the left, at the north the north, east, south, and west in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise your name today. And Satan, we say, if you notice, you're already defeated. We bind you in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. In fact, we evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God for the harvest on every seed sown tonight. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. Let the church of God say amen. Let the people of the Most High God say amen. Let the blood-washed, tongue-talking, fire-baptized saints of God say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I begin, Pastor Peters, if you would do me the honor and the favor of reading the scriptures, I think they're 8. Read those scriptures so that people can write them down real quick.
Romans 12, verse 2. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Philippians 1, verse 6. And Ecclesiastes 7, verse 8.
Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a man named James who was sent by God to make a statement to the entire world. Good folk and evil folk. He had a, what they call a sobriquet. And that sobriquet was named Jesse, was called Jesse. So his name was James, and his nickname was Jesse. Hallelujah. He was born September 12th. 1913, and he passed away March 31st, 1980. I know I got y'all again because y'all thought then this time I'm talking about somebody in the Bible. Let me give you some more information. This person's name, given name, was James Cleveland Owens. But the world today, even today, over almost 50 years after his passing away, amen, they remember him as Jesse Owens. Jesse Owens is still considered one of the greatest track and field runners of all time.
Amen.
In the Olympics, Summer Olympics of 1936 in Berlin, before a Trump-like figure, oh, God, I shouldn't have said that, before Adolf Hitler, who was touting the supremacy of the Aryan race, Jesse Owens, a black man, an African American, at that time a Negro, ran socks off of everybody. He won 4 gold medals, and some of his records are still there. He did a lot of records in collegiate field, and some of his records are still there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
But the key to tonight's message, you say, why am I talking about Jesse Owens or James Cleveland Owens? See, I got you out there. Hallelujah. Is that he ran his race and he won. Let me say that again. He ran
his race
and he won. And he showed the world that the lies that were put out by a dictator, a vicious, nasty, mean person, was that bunch of lies. And the truth was that God is with you. His whole, he's great. You're greater than the whole world against you. Hallelujah. For just a few minutes, I want to talk on the subject, the power of running your race. You need to write that down. And when you get to the word your, put that all in caps, and then put two lines around it, two lines under it, circle it, and put two stars around it. The power of running your race. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That first scripture, Pastor Peaches, you want to read it, although I know what it is. Go ahead and read that.
The first scripture is Romans 12:2.
All right.
Hallelujah. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and an acceptable and perfect will of God.
God put you here for a purpose, and you are to not conform to the world, because the world wants to put you in a box.
Uh-huh.
They want to put you in a box. You know, you a round figure, and they want to put a round peg in a square box. It don't fit. Or they want to put a square box in a round. A square peg in a round box, it won't fit. Is that right, Pastor Peaches?
Right.
So they want you to conform to them. But God said, don't conform to them. There are a lot of people in your life that want to control you. They want to make you into what they want you to be, not what God intended for you to be. Because God knew you before you were even born. He said in Jeremiah 1:5, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you. He said that about many other folks. And he knows all of you. You know why? He knows us because we were in his heart before we came here.
That's right.
We were spirits in the heart of God before we came here.
Thank you.
And God gave us a special task. We're not an also-ran. We're not an afterthought of God. But God sent us here for a purpose that only we could do.
Amen.
So you got to run your race, the race that God intended you to run, not your father's race. Because sometimes, Pastor Peter, I think you shared that with me as I was sharing with you a little bit about this, is that some people want to live their lives through their children.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make their children into their image.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds nice, because if you're a doctor, you might want your child to be a doctor. But I got something better for you. Why don't you try to make your children into the image of Christ?
Amen.
And allow them to be the best that they can be. What? See, Christ gave them, glory to God, gave them a mission. The mission may not be the same as your mission.
Right.
The talents and abilities and skills are not the same.
Amen.
Because as far as I know, y'all don't have the same fingerprints, iris configurations, or even footprints.
Thank you.
It's different.
Amen.
But we have people in our lives that want to control us, want to fit us, want to make us, put us in their box. You know, we got, you know, I taught this many weeks ago, that there are four types of people in the world. Those are add, subtract, multiply, and divide. Those people that subtract, and divide are people that are trying to get you to fit what they want you to be. In other words, they are takers. They're controllers. They want to control you. You can tell these kind of folks because they're always complaining. They always got their hand out. They want to control your giving. That's nice. You know, if you're in church and oftentimes, but if somebody's always got their hand out, not giving to you, but they want to receive, there's something wrong with that picture. They are takers. They're not givers. They come and they want to talk to you. They want to give you a guilt trip. Again, I haven't said this often, but I'm going to say it again. Now, anybody puts you on a guilt trip to get something from you, you can immediately shut it down because that's of the devil. They may be filled with the devil or being used by the devil, but they want to put you on. It may be a child. It may be a relative. I remember one circumstance where a child of this woman said, please let me come and stay. We're hooked on drugs for years. Are you still hooked? Yes, but I need some place to live. Mother being mother said, okay, come on and live. See, that's being the mother's heart, but that's not tough love. Because what happened, they came with the problem and brought it to the house, and the police raided the house, took drugs and money that mom and the sister were saving under their mattress that was their money, took them because they felt it was part of the criminal enterprise that this son was dealing with. You have to be wise and even inviting people to your home. You say, well, fine. I'm not saying leave them out there on the street. But there's so many facilities now that will be able to take them in. You can take them to church and have the man of God dump a bucket of oil, glory to God, on them and pray for them all night. And if they don't have a will to change, if they don't want to change and won't give up, they're going to bring devastation to your life. So they put you on a guilt trip. Don't open your door just because they put you on a guilt trip. You say, no, I'll get back to you. Right now, it's no, I'll get back to you. And then you take it before the Lord. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? This is what you got to ask yourself. Amen. He would, and you work with that. Take it before the Lord. Don't arbitrarily, immediately, a reflex action. Because, see, you got a race to run. And see, while Jesse was running that race, those races in Berlin, if he had stopped to talk to somebody along the way because they needed a helping hand, even though it was good to do, it might not have been good for them to do because there were other people that were designed to do that. See, here's the key, and I want you to understand this. You may not be following me, God, but I'm going to share this with you. The devil will not tempt you to rob a bank. He will not tempt you to snatch an old lady's pocketbook. But he will tempt you to get off track by doing something good. And you think you're doing something good, and you're bringing devastation to your home, to your life. You're being distracted. You're being off track. You're no longer running your race. You have paused. And you're running your race.
Hallelujah.
Now, what's the next scripture? Because I need you to understand this. Give me the next scripture because I know time is flying.
Hebrews 11:6.
You don't have to read it. Go to the next one, and when you get there, say amen. But Hebrews 11:6 says, hallelujah, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently, intentionally, purposely, amen. Run your race.
Amen.
Run your race. Not being waylaid. Highlighted, taken off track by good things to do. Oh, you're going somewhere where that God told you. You done told the whole church, the whole world, God told me to do this, and on your way to do this, there's somebody who's standing up there and said, I need some food. Woo. That sounds like a conundrum. Doesn't that sound like a conundrum, Pastor Peaches?
Praise God.
But look here. That's why God does things really well. God allowed everybody, even some children 5 years old, got a cell phone. Pick up your cell phone. Call Sister Susie that's sitting home not doing nothing. Say, look here, there's a woman on the corner of such and such and such and such street that needs some food. Check it out. Deal with it. I'm on my way to deal with this hospital visit or whatever. And you continue on track.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
Can you see that? Can y'all understand that? Everything good to do is not necessarily good for you to do. Let me say that again, because maybe y'all didn't hear me. I'm talking too fast. Everything good to do is not necessarily good for you to do. And God has, guess what? It would be good for my toe to see where I'm going, but it don't have no eyes, so I'm going to get in trouble if I let my toe see where I should go. My knee is nice, but I can't, look, if I'm supposed to be eating and I use my knee to be my hands, I will not be in, I'd probably starve to death. I might, somebody say, you won't starve to death. You got a lot of reserve. I heard that, Minister Linda. Anyway, glory to God. Look, bottom line, the body of Christ is that, a body. In your body, each member has its specific task. Your eyes can't do what your lips can do. Mm. Your ears can't do what your nose can do. Come on now. Can somebody hear me now?
Amen.
And if, glory to God, somebody come up to you and try to get you off track and put you on a guilt trip, that's a subtract and divide, folks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can say you can say without a shadow of doubt, I'm sorry, but the answer is no. I don't mean no harm, but the answer is no. Say, why? I don't have time to explain it with you. I'll explain it to you later because I'm on my way to do what God has put charged me to do. Okay, here's another thing. I mentioned about add and multiply people. You've seen those kind of people. When you see people doing marathons?
Amen.
And you see people along the way handing people paper towels or bottles of water, they're not helping. They're helping them run their race.
Yes.
They're helping them run their race. They're people that are designed to help you run your race. Yes. You have to identify those people and hang around those people. You cannot allow yourself to be fooled, bamboozled, the okie doke played on you by subtract and divide folk who, and you know them because they put the guilt trip on you. You're supposed to be my mother. You're supposed to be my brother. You're supposed to be a relative. You're supposed to be a saint of God. You're supposed to be holy. Guilt trips they're trying to put on you,
uh-huh,
and that's a trick of the enemy. The Bible said, in Romans 8:1? There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You've got to stay in the Word. That's why I tell you, stay in the Word of God. You got to stay in the Word of God. I got to complete this on Sunday. Stay in the Word of God. What's the next scripture, real quick?
Oh, wow. Hebrews 13:5.
What did I say? Hallelujah. You got to stay ahead of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I ain't got much time left. Hallelujah.
I'm going to turn it to Deuteronomy 31:8.
Okay, go ahead.
The Lord, he that is that doeth go before thee, he may be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed.
When you run in your race, you're not running by yourself. Glory to God. You're not by yourself. God is with you. Give me that other scripture. Hallelujah. Give me that other next scripture. God is with you. He never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got the other scripture?
Hebrews 13:5 says.
Go ahead now.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hallelujah.
13:5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye had. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Spotify. God is not going to leave you forsaken. You're running your race. You're not running by yourself, sister. Brother, you're not running. Mother, go ahead. Father, you're not. Son, daughter, you're not running by yourself. God is running with you. He's there with you. Hallelujah. He's going to give you faith extenders. He's going to have people along the way giving you a bottle of water, giving you a fresh, giving you a towel so you can mop your brow. Hallelujah. Giving you comfort. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to go now. Pastor Peaches, come on now. You got to do the rest of this. Hallelujah. May the, where the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight, O Lord, our Savior, our Savior, our Redeemer, in Jesus' name. Lord, bless them that have this word tonight in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Join us live on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. 3007 Iona Terrace between Harford Road and Walther Avenue. Hallelujah. Come all the way down the street.
Sunday morning, 3 p.m.
Sunday morning.
No, Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m.
Sunday afternoon.
Yes. Yeah, I don't come in the morning because I might be still in bed. I'll come at 3, glory to God. 3 p.m. is our Sunday service. 3 p.m. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Sunday afternoon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If somebody wants to call us, come on. Hallelujah.
And if you'd like to call us after the service broadcast, 410-444-5152.
Hallelujah.
Like to send us something in the mail, a mail correspondence, RYMM, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. See you on Sunday.
Here we go.